poll, plurality of Americans believe businesses do too much to celebrate Pride. By Hannah Blow on June 7, 2023. A plurality of Americans believes businesses are doing too much to celebrate LGBTQ2S+ Pride for what society has deemed Pride Month, a Rasmussen Report survey released Tuesday found. The survey asked, in general, do you think businesses do too much or don't do enough to celebrate LGBTQ Pride Month? A plurality across the board, 48%, said businesses are doing too much to celebrate Pride Month, followed by 21% who said it is about right and 17% who do not believe they are doing enough. 48% of Americans say that businesses do too much to celebrate LGBTQ Pride Month. Only 17% say not enough. Rasmussen reports, at Rasmussen underscore poll, June 6, 2023. The survey took a more specific look at one of the businesses at the center of recent controversy, Target. It asked 616 adults who regularly shop at Target if the recent controversy over its Pride collection has made them more or less likely to shop at the retailer. Over one-third, 35%, said it has made them less likely to shop there. 37% said it has not made much difference. And one-quarter said it has made them more likely to shop there. Notably, 47% of Republicans, 42% of Independents, and 20% of Democrats said it makes them less likely to shop there. The full survey was taken from May 30 to June 1, 2023, among 1,098 adults. It has a +/+3% margin of error. The survey comes weeks after videos and images went viral of Target's Pride section, which featured an array of items for children and babies. Related, Fight the System, Pride merchandise being sold at Target includes coloring books for children. Additionally, Target took its support of LGBTQ2S+ Pride a step further by offering swimsuits for gender-confused men and women. One of the adult bathing suits was advertised as tuck-friendly, allowing gender-confused males to tuck away their genitals in order to appear more feminine. It also featured a bathing suit advertised as having a light binding effect. As Breitbart News reported. In other words, the swimsuit is advertised as one which will help bind and flatten breast tissue. This is not the first time Target has offered chest binding apparel, partnering with the queer-owned brand Tom Boyks last year to sell chest binders designed to flatten the chests of confused women. Target spokesperson Kayla Castaneda told the Associated Press that swimwear labeled tuck-friendly is available only in adult sizes. Her statement did not address the light-binding effect swimwear for females, but photos online clearly label them as adult swimsuits. Further, Target's Pride collection featured children's bathing suits, advertised as thoughtfully fit on multiple body types and gender expressions, as Breitbart News extensively reported. Target's blatant promotion of gender confusion resulted in boycotts which hit the company hard, as it lost more than $13 billion in market value.